Sky Sports Radio combined with Harness Racing New South Wales brings you On The Pace for your daily dose of news and tips.
10:30, Chris Barsby joins us now. Morning, Chris.
Sean, good morning to you and good morning everyone. We're set for a huge weekend of harness racing action coming up. Of course, in Brisbane tomorrow night, we've got the running of the Blanks of Fake, the final leg of the 2018-19 Australian Pacing Gold Grand Circuit season. More on that in just a bit later, because we've got Steve Turnbull about to join us now, because Steve's got a number of runners that are engaged tomorrow night at Benangle. It's part of a 9-race program tomorrow night at Benangle, and several key runners, including the favourite in the free-for-all, the main event there tomorrow night. That's a Group 3 feature, and Steve's been kind enough to join us today. Steve, good morning. Appreciate the time.
Yeah, how you going, mate?
Very well. You've got 6 runners engaged tomorrow night. And let's start with that main race, which is the free-for-all. It's race number 6 on the program. Duly represented here, Joe Star of Mia, who's likely to run the favourite, and Courts in Session. Firstly, with Joe Star of Mia, how is he in preparation for this race tomorrow night?
Yeah, he's he's run, the first run was good, the next one probably not quite as good, but he had it pretty hard. The first one might have knocked the edge off him a little bit, and then I was really happy with his last run. That was they went good time, and he found the line good.
He's a horse with great talent, there's no doubt about that. He competed during the Inter Dominion Series late last year in Melbourne. Has it been a little frustrating since, though?
Oh, jaws haven't been kind to us, which doesn't help. But he was still racing really well. We just had not having a lot of luck with jaws and things like that.
Okay, so no doubt you're delighted with this draw tomorrow night.
Yeah, that's a lot better. We're hoping for a bowl challenge.
Okay, tell me this: do you prefer him at the mile or over a little bit longer?
Probably the mile. The other one, he can get up on the chilly a little bit, if he settles a bit back, he's not too bad over the long distance either.
Okay. Courts in Session, the other runner for the stable in this race tomorrow night, absolutely flying.
Yeah, he's a tough old fella. He's a big general giant, and he just keeps running.
Has he surprised you with the way he's made that transition to Menangle?
No, the first time I worked him here, I thought, gee, this is a nice old horse, but he's just kept going, and you think he's had a real hard gut buster, and then he winds up again the next week, never seen him again.
Amanda will drive Joe Star of Mia. Mitch is driving Courts in Session, and he's got a great rapport with this old guy.
Yeah, they seem to get on well, and he sets him some tasks, and the big fella comes up fighting. Yeah.
Is he likely to press forward despite the wide draw?
I'd say he'll just let him poke along whatever he wants to do. He just likes, if you start stringing him back and that and goofing around for him, he just likes to get up and grind him into the ground.
Okay, well, they're the two runners in the feature tomorrow night. Race 1 tomorrow night, Maximus Red, a horse that's going really well, an easy last start winner at Bathurst, started a short prize favourite. He's likely to be at good odds tomorrow night, but the draw's not kind.
No, that's right. The draw's not good to us, but like you said, he is racing really well. And he just needs an ounce of luck from that draw.
Is that the same for Hidden Courage in race 2? Drawn the centre of the line, hasn't been far away of late, but just needs that little bit of luck?
Yeah, that's right. They're both really nice bred brother horses. And if the luck's there, they're always there as well.
Looks like this is going to be a competitive race, and they're likely to roll along. Don Boston in that field, he's going to be at long odds, but as we know with Don Boston, he can really hike along if he finds the front.
Yeah, he goes real hard early, so if there's plenty of speed on, we can get a sit up close, it'll be good.
Okay, in race 4 tomorrow night, Art Series lines up here. Last time out, she was 4th in the Group 1 Breeders' Challenge final. A very consistent mare, regally bred. She's widely drawn, but she looks like she's going to be very competitive here.
Yeah, that's right. She never runs a bad one, but most of the time she's sort of stuck in the deaf again. The draws haven't been kind to us with her, but she's always thereabouts.
Okay, she's had a few weeks between runs. She's done well since that Breeders' Challenge race.
Yeah, that's correct, and we're hoping to take her to down for the Crown Series actually the three of them out of that mare are going to go down for the Crown Series next month. So this is just to run between and try and keep her up there a bit.
Okay. We've mentioned the free-for-all, your final to run it tomorrow night, Always Rockin'. Going well, but this looks like a step up in grade.
Yeah, he's probably not at his best at the Mingle, but his bush form's good. He's always thereabouts, but like I said, they might be a bit slippery for him down there, but he's worth trying to have another go.
Okay, so what's the best of the Steve Turnbull runners tomorrow night at Menangle?
Geez, you got me now. I really like the two old free-for-all horses. They're both racing well, so I'll probably they'd be my best chances, I suppose.
Okay, I've got to ask, this time last year you were in Brisbane, you had Atomic Red lining up in the Blacks of Fake. It hasn't been smooth sailing since. What's the update?
Yeah, he just had his second hobble up a minute ago and all fine, touch wood. He had a problem in his knee. He had a hairline fracture in one of his knees. And so he had, I think it was 6 months off, and then he's been back in about 6 weeks. So
okay,
hopefully
you got any...
he stays together and we can get back to the races.
Have you got any plans in place at this stage?
No, it's just day by day and hope he stays together. But at the moment, he's really good. He's pulled up good today again, and but he's only on about three-quarter bat. So I don't know. My biggest concern is the knee went just jogging up last time after the Brisbane campaign. So I'm always a little bit worried about it. But at the moment, it seems fine. He's been excellent, given the all clear. So hopefully we'll stay together.
All right, fingers crossed. Now, I'm fascinated to ask you about this new race series that was launched during the week down there, this $1 million race series, which will commence next year. What were your thoughts on that news?
Oh, any big money's good times, but winning it's another problem. But, yeah, that's just too good to get the big money. We won't knock it back, that's for sure.
Have you had any owners saying we've got to find a horse for this series already?
I'd say they'll be all hoping. Yeah, they'll be trying to keep them under the 70, but hopefully got good enough to go in it, yeah.
Yeah, great stuff, great stuff. Steve, as always, appreciate the time. Best of luck across the weekend, in particular at Menangle tomorrow night.
Thanks, mate.
There's Steve Turnbull joining us. Good program tomorrow night at Menangle. First race getting underway at 5:24, and there are nine races in particular. As I said, we've got great racing this weekend. Tiger Tara, who is the Grand Circuit champion, arrives in Brisbane today. Of course, he will be starting tomorrow night in that Blacks of Fake, the feature at Albion Park. So he arrives in Brisbane today, so we look forward to that. And just a little bit of news or trivia, Grant Dixon, who's certainly going to be a major player tomorrow night at his local Carnival. He's currently trained 306 winners this season. The national record, which was set last year by Emma Stewart, is 309. As we know, there's still another month of the season to go. So it looks like he could easily break it this weekend. He's got 8 runners tonight at Albion Park. He's got 25 runners engaged tomorrow night on that feature night, including 8 of the 11 in the Group 1 Qbred Triad. So it'll be interesting to see if he can break it this weekend, but it certainly looks inevitable that he is going to break it at some point. So 306 winners already this season, national record 309. So it's only a matter of time before he breaks it, the season wrapping up on August 31. And don't forget, we've got racing today at Wagga, that meeting getting underway not too far from now, just over an hour from now. Fine and fast the conditions there. 9 races at Wagga, and then tonight at Bankstown we've got a 6 event program. First race getting underway at 5:05. Alan Hull calling all of the action at Wagga, and Freddie Hastings calling all of the action at Bankstown coming through later tonight. Sean, that's all the news for On The Pace. Look forward to a massive weekend of harness racing action, and we'll be chatting next week.